But Fannie Mae did, and then my brother would be, he did the milking. And on Sunday, he'd be out and gone with his friends in the buggy or somewhere. And so she had the milk on Sunday evening because the cows had to be milked at a certain time. And Papa said, I told you not to learn. But she was one of these kind that done everything, regardless what she's told not to do. And so that was, so I never did learn to milk, so I never have.
What would you call to a horse to make him go to the left?
I don't know.
Was it, would
I pull a line, I reckon.
Is there anything you might say to him to make him go to the left? Any words you used to use or anything?
I don't think so. If I do, I don't remember.
What about, or to go to the right or anything? Any kind of words you used to use with horses when you tell them to
go back.
What about to make them stop?
Whoa.
What did you call to the pigs when you wanted to feed them?
If they saw me coming to it, they, I didn't have to call them this time. The time I got there.
If you had one that strayed off a little bit and you wanted to call it in, what would you say to it?
I don't know. I never did have to go after one. I don't know whether I ever did.
What about the chickens? When you wanted them to all come up to you for you to feed them, would you yell to the chickens?
Chicken. Chicken. Chick, chick, chicken. They'd come, and they saw me coming out with a pan.
What'd you put your feet in when you got up on a horseback?
The steps. Do they call it step or staff?
What you put your foot in hangs off the saddle.
Well, that, it's a stirrup.
So, if you had two horses, what would you call the one that was on the left?
I don't know.
Did you ever call it the lead horse or anything like that?
No, I don't know whether I ever did. I don't know whether I ever drove two at one time or not, because I was always in the big carriage.
If something's not right here, you might say, it's just a little
further off.
If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a what to go before dark. Mm-hmm. If you've been traveling and it got dark and you haven't finished your journey yet, you say, I still have a
hotel to go to, I reckon, just wait to.
Would you say you had a long way to go?
Long place to go yet. And I'd have to wait till the next day to go.
If something's very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find it just about
anywhere.
If somebody slipped down and fell this way, you'd say he
fell backwards.
And if he fell this way, he fell
on his knees.
All right.
Or front.
Uh-huh. And is there another word like backwards? There's
frontward.
Is another word something wards? Forward? Would you say he said fell forward.
Instead of frontward.
If you went fishing, or if somebody went fishing and you said, did you catch any fish? They might, you would say, no, blank, a one.
Not a damn one.